talking remodeling here at Rosie on the House, trying to give you the education you need to protect yourself from having a miserable experience. Anytime you have a service contractor out to your home to remodel, repair, or maintain your house, home, castle, or cabin, we've talked about the interview process for picking that remodeling contractor for your home, and we're talking about conducting three separate interviews of your candidates. And it sounds like a lot of work. If you're interviewing two candidates, that's six separate meetings. If you're interviewing three separate candidates, that's nine separate meetings. But I can tell you, and I can promise you, with all my years of experience in remodeling, if you'll just spend this time in the early upfront stage of your project, it will save countless miserable nights, days, evenings, and weeks once the project has started. And chances are, if you're subjecting every candidate through this process, usually by the end of the first meeting or the start of the second meeting, some of them have already started disqualifying themselves. And it usually doesn't take long.
And the perfect contractor and the perfect remodel, if you're living in the home, just understand it's still an uncomfortable process.
It is.
To have your house torn apart while you're still living in it, under still perfect conditions, you have a torn up house.
You do. It's a job site. It's a construction site. So the first interview occurs at your home with the contractor showing up on time and doing a lot of listening and measuring. The second visit is in the contractor's office, wherever that may be, just so you can take a look at their admin support as to how they log their bills, how they schedule their jobs, and how they take care of business behind the scene. The third visit should be at a current or a recent client that the contractor has completed or the project is currently. I tell people, try and go to a job underway.
Non-family member related to the contractor?
Yes.
Can't be his mom's house,
right,
or
right,
his grandma's,
right,
or his sister. Okay.
Try and go visit the contractor on a job he currently has working. Take a look at what kind of control does he have of the job site. Where is the J-John placed? Where are the dumpsters and the roll-off? Where are the instruction boards posted? How well is the job masked off and protect? How clean is it kept? And if you'll take your contractors through that three-step interview process, I guarantee we at Rosie on the House will get 1/100th the number of complaining phone calls we get about contractors we have absolutely no control over. So the final test, say you've got two guys or gals that have made it through all three interviews and you're really having a hard time. You've got the contracts. It explains in detail everything that's going to be done. The contract should also explain everything in detail that isn't going to be done. Maybe you talked about having a full-size walk-in steam shower installed at one early part of the design process. But in the budgeting process, we decided that was something that had to get cut out. Ask them to list everything they're not including in the contract. You may have talked about something. You may think it's in. They may think it's out. You don't want to find out in the middle of the job what wasn't included. So the contract should be what's included, what's not included, a very detailed scope of work by trade, and a schedule. If you have two matching competitors and you're having a hard time deciding which one to pick, all you need to do is put all the paper in one folder, close the folder, put your hands on top of the folder, and close your eyes. And picture yourself in the middle of the project. Well, the demolition is all done, and you're getting a little tired of the dust. No matter how well they've masked off, you're getting tired of the dust. And perhaps the plumber didn't arrive on time, and we got a red tag on an inspection that's going to delay the project another 2 days.
Water leak creates sparks on an open outlet and burns half the room.
Picture yourself at some point in the process where things have gone wrong. Ask yourself, which one of these candidates do I want walking up my sidewalk to take care of it? That's the acid test of who to pick to do your remodeling.
Now, as a homeowner, at this point, am I out of pocket any money?
Could be, yes. Most contractors will not go through all of that design and estimating process for
free.
You're
demanding a lot of his time.
Yes, you are.
And it's worth...
It's
a little.
If they're making it through this process, it's worth doing it. Paul's been on hold very patiently as I made my way through this sermon here. Let's bring Paul in the conversation, see how we can help him out in Marana. Morning, Paul. Thanks for your patience.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet. What kind of project are you trying to tackle?
I'm fairly new to the Arizona area, and I'm in Tucson.
Okay.
And I'm currently renting, but I'm looking for a house, and I found one I think that's pretty much perfect, except the garage is a little bit too small for my F-150 truck.
Okay.
Which I happen to love.
Yeah, man.
The house that I found has a bedroom that backs up to the garage.
Okay.
And it's pretty much blank on both sides except for an electrical outlet. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to move that wall to expand the garage, or that portion of the garage, about 3 feet.
Okay, Paul, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to give me the address of the property. So I don't want you to do that on air. We're going to do this off air. One of the great things that has come about for the remodeling world right now is the Google Earth. I can actually take that address, take a look at it, Paul, and I'll know by looking at the roof line with a great high degree of certainty what's load-bearing and what's not. When I've got that up on my computer screen, you and I can talk our way through exactly every component of the project you'd like to try and tackle, and I'll tell you what the challenges are for that particular residence. Folks, hope y'all have a great Arizona week. I will, and we'll be back next Saturday morning.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.